弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
真是盼望主感动我们每一个人心里的火热。
May Lord move every one of us with a heated heart。
也帮助我们外面能够凉爽一点。
And to help our body to cool down。
好吧，我们开始之前，我们还是把我们的时间交给主耶稣。
Before we start, let's give the time to our Lord。
好吧，我们一起祷告。
And let's pray。
主神，我们要仰望。
Lord, we really have to look upon you。
主，是你自己对我们说话。
It's you yourself speaking to us。
主，我们谢谢你借着薄饼的聚会对我们说话。
And we thank you for speaking to us through the cups and bread。
主，如果你还有未了的话，请你继续对我们彰显。
Lord, if you still have unfinished words, please reveal to us。
主，在我们的灵里面对我们说话。
Speak to us spiritually。
主，我们也真是为着聚会，不管是大人小孩，主，我们都仰望在你面前。
And we give our gatherings, no matter for the adult and for the children, we put upon your hand.
求主帮助我们，真是满了喜乐，满了平安。
May you help us to fulfill us with joy and hope.
我们一起将荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give praise and worship to you.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Christ Jesus' name, Amen.
我们谢谢主。保守我们直到今日。
We thanks Lord to protect us till today.
我想主借着薄饼聚会，实在对我们每一个人说话。
And through His table speak to us.
我相信薄饼聚会是我们在跟随主的路上一个非常重要的聚会。
The Lord's table is a very important task in the way that we follow our Lord.
如果我们轻视了薄饼的聚会。
If we look down on the Lord's table.
我们在薄饼聚会里面没有听到主耶稣的话。
We did not hear His word.
我想我们可能失去了非常多的时间。
We must have lost a lot of time in it.
那我今天在这里跟大家分享，就是交通一点关于主在过去到现在在圣经里面对我们。也得在一些事情上面对我们的一些的带领。
Today I'd like to share about how God has led in the past and now through tasks.
我想在过去的一周。
In the past week.
我参加了伊士林聚会跟 Moses Plain 教会他们办的退休会。
I joined a retreat that was held by the Eastland Church and the Morris Church.
在聚会里面，王国贤弟兄看 Dana 弟兄，也借着神也借着他们向我们说了许多的话。
Through the retreat, Brother Wong and Brother Dana spoke to us a lot of things about God.
所以在我就借了王弟兄的一些结论，把作为今天的结论。
And I'm using what Brother Wong has shared with us in his conclusion as a conclusion in this message today.
和弟兄姐妹有一点的分享。
To share with brothers and sisters.
也盼望弟兄姐妹，如果过两个礼拜那个录音带到的时候，或者我们信息上网以后。
And in 2 weeks, when the tapes are ready,
让大家可以仔细的去听。
I hope brothers and sisters can borrow them to listen it carefully.
相信对每一个人都可以得到非常大的好处。
I believe it's going to help a lot to each one of us.
我们看从旧约圣经里面，我们看到当初神造了亚当。
In the Old Testament, we see how God had made Adam.
是照着神的形象造的。
Adam was made in the image of God.
后来亚当生两个儿子，该隐跟亚伯。
And Adam had 2 sons, Cain and Abel.
结果该隐杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
But Cain killed his brother Abel.
我想人的罪在我们心里面，在人的身上是如何马上就显明出来。
The sin has appeared through man immediately.
后来神就让亚当生了赛特。
And then Adam had Seth.
在圣经里面记载创世纪5:3里面，亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他取名叫赛特。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 3, It says, when Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth.
所以神照着自己的形象造了亚当。
So God has, according to God's image, to created Adam.
最后亚当生下一个儿子与自己的样子相似。
And then Adam has a son according to his own image.
但是那里面已经掺杂了罪。
But within, the sin is inside.
和神起初造的亚当并不一样。
It's different with the original creation of Adam.
然后亚当在之后生儿养女。
And then Adam had sons and daughters.
但是世上充满了凶暴。
But there are things on the earth.
只有神就拣选了挪亚造了一个方舟。
And so afterward, God chose Noah to make an ark.
那挪亚和他的三个儿子就蒙神的拯救，进入方舟得了拯救。
Noah and his three sons and his family were saved by God.
但是之后的生养众多。
And then afterwards, they have many more children.
在人中间有了英雄。
And there are heroes among people. Those are the ones that look handsome and pretty.
然后他们又造了一个巴别塔，他们想要造巴别塔。
And they wanted to build the
巴别塔。
Tower of Babel.
他们说他们为了要张扬。 人们为了要彰显人们的名声，
that is to manifest people's glory，
免得分散，
so that they would not be separated。
我想人的聚集常常会产生罪恶的产生。
I think when people gather, they create sin。
所以他不愿意分散。
They don't want to be separated。
但是神在这时看着世上满了凶暴。
But God sees so many sins on the earth。
神就混乱他们的言语，把他们打散。So
God makes up their language to separate them.
在那个世代里面，神拣选了亚伯兰。And
in that generation, God chose Abraham.
他呼召亚伯兰进入了迦南。He
called Abraham to enter into Canaan.
亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，出了他本乡本地以后，他只有他的妻子撒来。 和他的儿子，和他的侄子，罗德。
When Abraham left his country, his people, and his father's household, he only had his wife and Lot.
他们就到了迦南地。They
entered into Canaan.
之后，神又拣选了亚伯拉罕。Afterwards,
God chose Abraham.
神祝福在亚伯兰的身上。
God bless Abraham.
亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is Abraham.
但是圣经里面因着神把他名字改了。
But because of the change of the name.
所以亚伯拉罕生了儿子叫以撒。
After Abraham gave birth to Isaac.
后来又生了儿子叫雅各。
And gave birth to Jacob.
然后雅各。 后来世上有饥荒，
and there is famine on the earth.
神用他最小的儿子约瑟进入了埃及。
God used Joseph, the youngest son, to enter into Egypt.
然后雅各和最后雅各和他的家人也进入了埃及。
Jacob and his family also entered into Egypt.
所以当时就有70个人。
There were 70 people at that time.
后来他们住了430年。
They lived in Egypt for 430 years.
后来有那新的王出来，埃及有新的王出来，不认识约瑟。
A new pharaoh succeeded to the throne and who do not know Joseph.
也不认识耶和华在以色列人身上所做的事情。
Who also did not know about what God's hand has done on Israelites.
所以他们开始 压迫以色列人。
So they suppressed the Israelites.
神听到了他们的呼求。
God heard their cries.
所以神借着摩西把他们带出了埃及。
So through Moses, God led the people out of Egypt.
然后他们出埃及的时候。
When they were getting out of Egypt.
神这样形容说，他们出来在生命记十章二十二节里面。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10,
摩西在临死之前对以色列人说，
Verse 21, before Moses died, he spoke to the people.
他说你的列祖下埃及的时候就七十人下埃及，但是现在耶和华你的神使你如同天上的星那样多。
Verse 22 it says, Your forefathers who went down into Egypt were 70 in all, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky.
我们看见神在这，神从一开始到现在，神让以色列人像星那么多。
From the beginning to the time, God has made Israelites become as many as stars.
神在这段时间做了许多的事情。
God has done a lot.
神在诗篇里面描述我们的神是从来不打盹的神。
In the book of Psalm, it describes our God as the one non-sleep.
神一直做他的事情。
God continuously to work.
神在他的旨意里面做他的事情。
In God's will, he continues to work.
后来摩西去世，约书亚带以色列人进入了应许之地。
After Moses passed away, Joshua led the people into the promised land.
当约书亚在世和约书亚死了以后，
while Joshua was still alive, and after Joshua just passed away,
曾经看见过耶和华行大事的那些长老或那些人民，那些长老。
The elders who outlived Joshua and had seen the great things the Lord had done,
都还活着的时候，
while those elders were still alive,
以色列百姓还是继续的侍奉耶和华。
Israelites continued to serve the Lord.
后来等到有新的世代出来，
but with the new generation comes,
这些新的世代的人不晓得不认识耶和华。
The new generation do not know the Jehovah.
也不知道耶和华为以色列所做的事情。
And did not know what Jehovah has done for them.
这是在四世纪第二章里面这样记载。
This is in the book of Judges, chapter 2.
这让我们有很大的惊奇。
We were surprised from reading this.
他们过红海。
They passed the Red Sea.
过约旦河。
They walked past the Jordan.
这么大的事情。
Such a big deal.
为什么他们的后代不知道呢？
How can the generations to come not know?
如果他们后代不知道，神要怎么做他的事情呢？
If the generations to come did not know, how can God continue to work?
但是就在这个情况之下，神还是可以继续做他所要达成的旨意。
But under this type of circumstances, God can continue to work.
之后他们虽然那个世代不认识耶和华，
Even though the generations did not know Jehovah,
但是神还继续的顾念他们。
But God continued to remember them.
因为他们之后，神又兴起了士师。
God has raised judges.
神为什么要兴起士师来帮助他们？
Why God raised judges to help them?
因为他们向神呼求。
Because they called to the God.
因为他们失去了耶和华。
Because they lost to Jehovah.
他们不认识耶和华。
They do not know Jehovah.
但他们继续的犯罪。
But they continue and they continue to sin.
灾难临到了他们身上。
When the disasters came.
他们就呼求那一位曾经听说的耶和华。
They call the one Jehovah that they have heard of.
实在神心里难过，神继续听他那个所拣选的那个百姓。
God still heartbroken, but he continued to help the chosen people that he has chosen.
所以神兴起了士师来拯救他们。
So God raises judges to save them.
士师死掉以后，去世以后
，After judges passed,
百姓又做恶事。
The people do evil again.
神又兴起了士师来帮助他们。
And God raised another judge.
之后士师去世了。
The judge passed.
神又兴起了士，同样的，他们又
受了灾难，呼求耶和华。
And they have disasters and they call to the Lord again.
神又兴起了士师拯救他们。
And God raised another judge to save them.
我们再看见神爱我们的爱，实在是永远不停不止息。
We can see that the love that from God is infinity.
因为神在他的应许上，他从来不失信。
Because he never rests in his promise.
最后，圣经里面在士师最后一节描述士师的时代是：那时以色列人中没有王，个人任意而行。
In the last verse of the book of Judges, it describes saying, "In those days, Israel had no king; everyone did as he saw fit."
即使在这样情况之下
，even in, under the circumstances，
士师记之后的路德记
，after the Judges is the book of Ruth，
让我们看见神还是在一些人的身上做一些的工作。
We see that God continued to work on people，
而是那么的美。
What how pretty！
路德他如何爱他的婆婆
？How Ruth loved her mother-in-law.
波阿斯如何尊敬畏神
？How Boaz respects Lord.
神就用着这两位他们中间的那个爱情。
God used the love between Ruth and Boaz.
还有他婆婆的爱情中间的那个爱。
And the love with the mother-in-law.
再次让我们看见神在世代里面。从来不止息他的工作。
To show us that God has never stopped His work through generations.
之后，而波阿斯和路德这两个人，神借着这两位
，through these two people, Boaz and Ruth,
夫妻他们就在未来的世代里面呢，神预备了他们要生大卫。
God prepared them to give birth to David in generations to come.
甚至于一直到耶稣的时代。
Even counted down to Jesus Christ.
之后，在士师记之后是撒母耳记。
After the book of Judges is the book of Samuel.
在撒母耳记里面，神让我们看见神用着一个这个因着没有。生小孩的妇女在神面前的许愿，生下了撒母耳。
God used a person, a woman who cannot bear children's prayer to give birth to Samuel.
而用着撒母耳，在继续神所要做的旨意。
And use Samuel to continue God's will.
我想在这里稍微提一下关于神。我觉得神需要对我们说的一些话。
I'd like to point out to some of the words that God is speaking to us.
因为在撒母耳的时候，人们向神向撒母耳要求要立一个王。
During the time of Samuel, people asked Samuel to set a king for them.
好像列国一样。
Just like other kingdoms.
好像其他人一样。
Just like other people.
然后撒母耳对他们说，那撒母耳就向耶和华祷告。
And Samuel prayed to God.
神说，自从他领他们出埃及到如今，以色列百姓就是常常离弃了他。
And God spoke to Samuel saying that since the time that God led the Israelites out of Egypt, they have left him all the time.
而他们现在所要求立王的事情，也是照着他们素来所行的。
And the time now that they want a king is also according to how they were.
其实耶和华神就是他们的王。
In fact, the Jehovah Lord is their king.
所以并不是以色列中没有王。
So the Israelites didn't. It's not true that the Israelites did not have king.
他们的王就是耶和华。
Their king is the Jehovah.
即使在这种情况之下，神受着他的百姓离弃之下，在他做了这么多事情，还是神被离弃的状况之下。
Even under such a condition that God was forsaken by the Israelites.
神还是仍然眷顾他们。
God still have grace on them.
神仍然鼓励他们。
God still continue to encourage them.
神还是希望他们能够敬畏耶和华。
God continued to hope that they will have reverence on him.
侍奉他，
听
他的话。
Listen to him.
这么这样子，以色列人和他们所要立的王就可以在神面前继续的在神的管理之下。
So the people and the king that they want will continue to be under the rule of God.
在神的眷顾之下。
Will be under his care.
最后他们所立的王是扫罗。
Finally, they set a king who is Saul.
扫罗仍然犯罪。
Saul continued to sin.
如果他开始指出扫罗他的这个人是那么的谦卑，甚至于胆小。
Saul was a person, a humble person, even a timid person.
但是神还是用着他。
But God still can use Saul.
但是扫罗在当他一做王以后，他就慢慢的改变。
But after Saul became king, he changed.
他不再是那么的谦卑。
He is no longer humble.
他不听神的话。
He is not listening to God.
我想这个时候可以看见，虽然神做事情，但是我们人，当我们环境已改变，当我们在一些外观上，当我们的身份，当我们的地位，在世界上的身份地位改变的时候。
We can see that God continued to work, but once our own status and our own power change,
我们就离弃了我们的神。
Then we leave God.
扫罗还在一件事情上得罪了神。
Saul also offended God in one thing.
那他就是在非利士人打仗的时候，和非利士人打仗的时候。
That is while he was in war with the Philistines.
不对，玛雅利人，亚玛利人。
I'm sorry, I should say in the war with the Amalek.
神保守着他们，让他们打了胜仗。
God helped him to win the war.
但是在他去打仗之前，神就告诉他所有的美物，所有的，包括那个外邦人的王都必须杀尽。
But before he went to war, God already commanded him to kill everything in that country, including the king.
但最后他并没有，他还是没有听神的话。
But he didn't obey.
他留下那最好的。
He leave the best.
那些牛羊。
The best calf and sheep.
甚至连外邦人的王。他都没有杀去。
Even the king, he did not kill.
他在这件事上得罪了神。
He offended God in this matter.
因为他用着自己的喜好违背了神。
Because he do it according to his own likeness.
最后耶和华他心里，在圣经是说他后悔了，其实应该说他心里难过。
In the Bible it says God regretted, but actually it means that God feels sad.
因为扫罗离去了，离弃神，不跟从他，不跟从耶和华。
Because Saul had left the Lord and not obeying the Lord.
这时候撒母耳更难过。
And Samuel feel even worse.
他终夜哀求耶和华。
He asked the Lord day and night.
但是神还是离弃了。扫罗。
But God still leave Saul.
撒母耳之后再也没有去见扫罗。
And Samuel do not go to see Saul anymore.
那在接着利未记下，我们看一下西西家王。
And then let's look at the book of Nehemiah.
在二十章、二十一章，那时候讲到西西家王。
列王记下。
列王记下。
In the second king, in the book of second king, we look at the king, Hezekiah.
西西家王这位是神所，他为神做了许多很神眼中看为善的事情。
The king Hezekiah has done a lot of good things in the eye of God.
所以在二十章第一节里面，神告诉我们一件事情。
In chapter 20, verse 1, it told us,
列王记下20章,
in the 2 Kings, chapter 20,
那时西西家病得要死,
in those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death.
亚摩斯的儿子先知,
Isaiah, son of Amos, he is a prophet, went to see him.
耶和华如此说, 你当留一命于你的家, 因为你必死不能活了。
Isaiah said to Hezekiah, said, this is what the Lord says, put your house in order because you are going to die, you will not recover.
西西家就转脸逃墙, 祷告耶和华说,
Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord.
耶和华, 请你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心, 按诚实, 行事, 又做你眼中所看为善的, 西西家就痛哭了。
Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly.
以赛亚出来还没有到中院, 耶和华的话就临到他说,
Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him.
你回去告诉我民的君西西家说, 耶和华你主大卫的神如此说, 我听见了你的祷告, 看见你的眼泪, 我必医治你到第三日, 你必上耶和华的殿。
Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. From here, we can see that our prayer is listened by our Lord.
而西西家他更有那个好像更有那祷告的灵。
And Hezekiah might have an even higher spiritual praying.
因为他在神面前存着怎么样的心，神知道。
The type of heart that he has, God knows.
按诚实行事，做神眼中看为善的事情。
He was walked before God faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in God's eyes.
神知道。
God knows.
神不但听我们罪人的祷告。
Not only God listened to the sinners.
神甚至告诉我们义人的祷告, 主必垂听。
God also says the righteous people's prayer, God will listen.
这个祷告之后, 神就医治了西西家王。
After this prayer, God healed the Hezekiah.
多给他15年的寿命。
Give him extra 15 years.
甚至于神体谅他的软弱, 神还给他印记, 印证。
God even understands his weakness and gave him a sign.
他让那个日晷后退了10度。
He let the shadow go back 10 steps.
这如果不是神做, 这是不可能。
This cannot be done other than God.
我记得很早以前曾经听一位读圣经的弟兄说, 在历史里面确实找, 他们确实找不断, 找不到一段时间。
I remember a brother who shared with us saying that in the history there was no time.
Okay, 那在之后, 这样, 如果说大家往后看, 到12章, 不, 20章, 11节, 12节,
if we continue to read in chapter 20, verse 11, 12, and 13,
西西家在外邦神, 巴比伦王的儿子来听见西西家生病了。
Hezekiah, during those times, the king of Babylon heard Hezekiah get healed.
而且痊愈了。
And was healed.
他就来看他。
He came to see him.
这时候西西家就把他家里所有的财物、珍宝通通给巴比伦王的儿子看。
And Hezekiah showed all his armory and everything in his every treasures in his temple to him.
没有一样不给他们看。
There is no one thing left not showing to the Babylon king.
我想之后我们必须要看历代志下32章。
And we should look at
历代志下
the Second Chronicles
32,
chapter 32.
32章20节, 22节之后,
verse 22.
12:15节他说，西西家并没有照他所蒙的恩报答耶和华。
In verse 25 it says, Hezekiah's heart was proud and he did not respond to the kindness shown him.
因他心里骄傲。
Because he was proud in his heart.
再往下看31节。
In verse 31 it says,
唯有一件事，就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见西西家，访问国中所见的奇所现的奇事。这件事神离开他，要试验他，好知道他心内如何。
When envoys were sent by the ruler of Babylon to ask him about the miracle signs that had occurred in the land, God left him to test him and to know everything that was in his heart.
西家并没有因着他的祷告蒙应许而报恩报答神的恩典。
Hezekiah did not reward God with his healing.
他反而犯罪，心里骄傲而犯罪。
On the other hand, he sinned by having pride in his heart.
他有了恩典就忘了神。
With grace, he forgot Lord.
而神也借这些事情试验他。
And God tested him through this thing.
要知道他的心内心是如何。
To see how his heart was.
弟兄姐妹，当我们的祷告蒙神的应许。
Brothers and sisters, when our prayer was fulfilled,
神做他的事情。
God worked.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thanks and praise Lord.
但我们必须知道神有他的目的，神作为有他的目的。
But we know that every work that God did has his purpose.
神是让我们享受他的恩典。
God know that we enjoy his grace.
但是我们现在必须要问。
But we must ask.
接着我要做什么？
What should I do next?
而在这15年里面，西西家王生了一个儿子是马拿西。
In the 15 years, Hezekiah gave birth to a son called Manasseh.
Manasseh 接了王位的时候是12岁。
Manasseh was 12 when he became king.
他行耶和华眼中所看为恶的事情。
He did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
他效法外邦人敬拜假神。
He worshipped the other gods from the Gentiles.
而这件事情在以色列国中产生了极大的效应。
He had made great effect in the Israelites.
在后来的许多王里面，虽然他们做了许多好的事情，耶和华看为好的事情。
And the coming kings, even if those coming kings had done good things in the eye of God.
但是他们在圣经里面记载，他们都是一句话，但是他们没有离弃他们的祖先马拿西所做的恶事。
And in the Bible, it recorded that those kings did not leave the evil things that the king Manasseh has done.
最后，以色列国就被巴比伦王掳去。
Finally, the Israelite was captured by the Babylon.
即使巴比伦王掳掠了犹大国，掳掠了以色列百姓，这也在神的旨意里面。
Even the Babylon captured the Israelite is according to God's will.
请弟兄姐妹自己去稍微看一下圣经。
And I ask brothers and sisters to turn to the Bible.
神做了许多的事情。
God has done so much.
神在旧约里面，在以色列身上做了许许多多的事情。
In the Old Testament, we saw that God has done so many things for the Israelites.
但是到了旧约最后一卷书马拉基书的时候。
But in the last book of the Old Testament, in the last book of Malachi,
在马拉基书里面，神和以色列的祭司和以色列的百姓有那个对，好像在几倍。好像在一答一问那种对话的方式，在那里争辩。
In that book, we can see that how God and people are arguing.
我想在圣经里面非常少。
It's rare to find it in the Bible.
作为一位在他们中间做那么多大事的一位神，竟然需要跟 他所拯救那些百姓来争论。
The God who has done so much great things for the people have to argue with these people.
那神对我们有百般的忍耐。
But God has so much patience to us.
在马拉基书里面，神问那些祭司。
In the book of Malachi, God asked those priests.
你们为什么藐视我？
Why you despise me?
问那些百姓。
He asked the people.
你为什么背叛我？
Why you offend me?
所以在里面有许多那些祭司、那些百姓都有许多的理由，有许多的理由。
And there are so many reasons among the priests and the people.
前阵子伯弟兄来跟我们讲尼希米记。
And not too long ago, our brother Bourne talked to us about Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah.
那个时候，尼希米记描述以色列民那些被掳的民百姓如何归回，要新建圣殿。
And he mentioned about in the book of Nehemiah how those captured people returned to Israel.
再往前是以斯拉记。
And before that is the book of Ezra.
神用着以斯拉这位教师、这位先知来教导、来再恢复神在以色列中的那个律法、那些命令。
Through the prophet Ezra, God also teach the people to restore his command.
马拉基书、尼希米书跟以斯拉书大约是在主前500年到450年。
The book of Nehemiah and the book of Ezra is about 450 to 500 BC.
似乎神的律法有点恢复。
To restore the God's commandment.
似乎神的圣殿有恢复。
To restore God's temple.
圣殿是外面的。
Temple is the outside.
神保护他的子民。
God protect people.
律法里面的。
The commandment is for within.
神让我们更认识神。
To let us understand God better.
马拉基大约是主前450年到400年中间。
The book of Malachi is about 400 to 450 BC.
所以那个时候，人们好像有了圣殿。
At that time, people seems to have the temple.
有神的律法。
To have God's laws.
他们看着神的圣殿非常的美丽。
They saw how great the temple was.
他们有神的律法可以遵行。
They have the law to follow.
但马拉基书告诉我们。
But in the book of Malachi, it told us.
他们并没有改变。
They did not change.
他们并没有真正的归向耶和华。
They did not really return to the Jehovah.
所以神在马拉基书之后有大约400年的时间没有再向以色列人说话。
So after the book of Malachi, God did not speak to Israelites for about 400 years.
400年是一个非常长的时间。
400 years is a long time.
但是神没有对以色列人说话。
But God did not speak to Israelites.
即使在这情况之下，神还是有他所拣选的渔民剩下来的一些属神的百姓。
But even during those times, God has still his chosen remnant.
因为你看马拉基书三章十六节。
If you look at the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6.
那个时候，敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
Verse 16, then those who fear the Lord talk with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who fear the Lord and honored his name.
17节。
Verse 17.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子。
Says the Lord Almighty, they will be in the day when I make up my treasured possessions.
他们必属于我，特特的归我，我必聆训他们，如同人聆训服侍自己的儿子。
They will be mine. I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him.
神没有对以色列人说话。
God did not speak to the Israelites.
但是神拣选了一些恩待了一些属他的子民。
But God has chosen some people,
敬畏他的人,
the one who fear him.
神纪念他们在神面前的日子,
God remembered those people's time,
他们所说的话,
the words that they spoke.
因为神知道有一天,
because Lord know that one day,
神也告诉他们有一天,
and so he told them there is one day,
他们要特特的归给耶和华,
that they will be belong to the God.
所以如果大家在路加福音第一章里面
Following in the book of Luke
你可以看到几位是神在新约开始的时候看见神所恩待的那些弟兄姐妹
Chapter 1 that you can see the people that God has graced upon
有施洗约翰的父母亲
Such as the baptized John's parents
他们都是义人
They are righteous people
他遵行主的一切诫命礼仪
and they follow Lord's command
没有可指责的
they are blamelessly
他们继续在神面前等候
they continue to await before Lord
有耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚
and also Jesus' mother Maria
当我在读这个约路加福音一章二十六节的时候
While we are reading the chapter 1 of book of Luke, verse 26
还有一章十三节的时候
And also chapter 1, verse 13
当那个天使向撒加利亚就是施洗约翰的父亲在圣殿里面显现
When the angel showed to Zechariah, who is the baptized John's father
告诉他说他的妻子即将生一个小孩
And said to him, Your wife is going to give birth to a son.
然后告诉玛利亚说，她要在神面前蒙恩，她要生一个小孩。
When the angel spoke to Maria that she is going to have a son,
我相信那个天使一定是非常高兴。
I'm sure that the angel was very happy.
因为他在四百年了，神都没有特特的拣选一个人为神说话。
Because for 400 years, God has not chosen anyone to speak.
这时候神突然告诉他在半年之间他要跟两个人说有一个小孩子要出生
Within the 6 months God assigned the angel to speak to people that there are two children going to be born
这天使一定知道神要做一些事情
The angel must know that God was going to do something
旧约里面你看很多神所用的仆人神记在他们都是当他们出生的时候神就记在他们
In the Old Testament, we see that a lot of great people were written down in the Old Testament while they were born. Moses. Samuel.
大卫他小时候的光景，神也都记载。
David, when he was young.
像在做母亲的姐妹们。
The mother sisters.
这可以提醒我们。
This is going to remind us.
如果没有这些女子愿意在神面前顺服
，If there were no sisters who are willing to obey to God，
他们甘心情愿的跟随主
，That who are willing to follow God，
神没有办法使用一个人。
God cannot use anyone。
我想再往后看到西面，在。路加福音后面还有一个西面，他是一个人，他不是祭司。
And following, we also come to the in the book of Luke, there is a person called Simeon.
路加福音第二章里面。
In the book of Luke, chapter 2, his name is Simeon.
而这人又公义又前进。二章二十五节。
Verse 25. Simeon, who was righteous and devout.
他素常盼望以色列 的安慰者来到。
He was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
你再往后看二章三十六节。
Continue to look at chapter 2.
又有一个女先知叫亚拿。
Verse 36. There is a prophetess, Anna.
她年纪很老。
She is very old.
他并不离开圣殿祭司他已经84岁但是并不离开圣殿 禁食祈祷，
she was,
昼夜侍奉神。
She was 84 years old, but she never left the temple but worshipped night and day.
神拣选他的子民，
God chose people.
神做他的事情，
God continued to work.
我想不管我们人怎么离弃神，
I think no matter how people leave God,
从来不离弃我们，
God never leave us.
现在弟兄在上礼拜天跟我们说，在诗篇136篇里面，
In the book of Psalm, chapter 136,
有一句话，他说神的慈爱永远长存。
It says that God's love endures forever.
神的爱永远长存。
God's love endures forever.
我想神做他的事情有一个心意。
I believe God do things have his own will.
不管人怎么背叛他，
No matter how people offend him,
神的旨意一定达成，
God's will be attained.
但是我们到底在哪里？
But where are we?
我们在神的旨意里面有多少？
How much we are involved in his will?
三，王弟兄在聚会里面他用了腓立比书三章七到十六节。
Brother Wong used, in the retreat, he used the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 7 to 15.
他问了我们问题，我们为什么要信主？
He asked us a question, why we believe in God.
为什么？
Why?
我们有没有听，我们想到说我们为什么要信？
Have we ever thought why we should believe in Lord?
我们说是神叫我们，神给我们恩典让我们信主。
We said that we have grace that God let us believe.
但是我们的信主也有我们所拣选的那一部分。
But even in our belief, we have the chosen section.
但是我们实在必须要问，我们为什么要信主？
But we should really ask ourselves why we believe.
我们为了神的恩典。
For God's grace.
为神的怜悯。
For God's mercy.
我们看见外面是这么的糟糕。
We see how bad the outside world is.
我们在心里有一个愿望，我们要回到一个可以得到平安喜乐的地方。
We truly have this hope in us that we can return to a place with peace and hope.
但是在多少时候，当我们遇到患难的时候，我们可能，我们会不会离开他呢？
But in the calamities, are we going to leave Lord?
我们信主以后，我们是不是继续走自己的路呢？
After we believe, are we continue to walk our own path?
因为他告诉我们，信主的人得永生。
God told us that the one who believes has the eternal life.
所以我有永生了。
So now I have the eternal life.
我有永生了。
I have the eternal life.
那还有什么问题呢？
So what's the next question?
我们又是如何，我们就必须要回想我们到底是如何得救。
We must think back how we were saved.
没错，是神的恩典。
This is not true that this is true that this is God's grace.
但是神只是为了要救我们，让我们进入天堂吗？
But is it only the purpose of God to lead us into His heaven?
难道说我们就可以这样进天堂吗？
So, or in another words, can we just enter the heaven like this?
我们喜欢开，我们喜欢那个大房子。
We like big houses.
那我们到天堂，我们跟神说。我希望我要住在一个大房子里面，因为你告诉我要给我一个你去为我预备一个住的地方。
And when we reach the heaven, we tell God, God, I would like to have a big house because you tell me that you go to prepare a dwelling place for me.
我在地上住的房子是非常大的。
And the house that I live in and the world is very big.
如果今天到那里，神说，那你就住在这个小房子啊。
If you reach the heaven and God tell you to live in a small house,
我们受得了吗？
Can we accept it?
到那时候我们还需要钱财吗？
At that time, do we still need treasures?
到那个时候我们还需要我们所骄傲的东西吗？
At that time, do we still need the things that we are proud of?
所以到底我们信主以后到底是什么样的光景？
So after we believe, what is the condition of us?
就是在我们进天堂主来接我们之前。
Before we enter into the heaven, before God come to receive us.
甚至我应该说，在我们死之前，我们应该是什么样的光景？
Or we should say that before we die, what kind of condition we should be in?
西西家王可以祷告，神又给他十五年。
The king of Hezekiah prayed, and God gave him extra 15 years.
但是因着这十五年，神的旨意在他身上，是不是受到了亏损呢？
But with these 15 years, was God's will sacrificed?
今天我们在世上面前，如果为人是公义的，
Today, if we live on the earth as a righteous person,
我们做神所喜悦的事情，
we act according to God's will.
神怜悯我们，
God has mercy on us.
有一天告诉我们说我们快要死了，再给你十天，
and tell us that you have only 10 more days.
我们可以放得下跟主去吗？
Can we leave everything down and go with God?
我们就好像那个大树一样，我们的那个树根扎在这个地上是多么的深。
We are like a big tree with a lot of roots holding on to the earth.
神要把我们拔起来带到天上去都不容易。
It's difficult for God to pull us out of the earth to bring to the heaven.
我们可以祷告。
We can pray.
神或许恩待我们再多活几年。
God may have mercy on us to live another few years.
做什么？
For what?
再去教导，好好教导我们的小孩。
To teach our children.
赚更多的钱。
To earn more money.
好好与我们的儿孙们。
Together with our families.
或者我们再多积聚一些钱财，为了我们的小孩。
Or to accumulate more money for our children.
到底神要我们信主又做什么呢？
Why God want us to believe in Him?
礼拜天来教会。
Coming to the church on Sunday.
礼拜二参加祷告会。
Every Tuesday to the prayer meeting.
礼拜五参加查经的聚会。
To the Bible study on Fridays.
分到 long weekend 我们参加其他的特会。
And to join other retreat, a special meeting on the long weekend.
特会完毕，我们再回到我们现在的位置上。
And after the special meeting, we return to our old position.
我们为什么要信？
Why we believe in God?
我们又是如何得救？
How are we saved?
我们传福音给人。
We preach gospel to people.
这是神给我们的旨命。使命。
This is the calling that God gave us.
如果我们不知道我们为什么要信主，我们传了福音给人，人信主了，接着你要告诉他什么？
If we do not know why we believe in God, after preaching to people and people believe in God, what's next we should tell them?
在约翰福音一章
In the book of John chapter 1
一章十二节
Verse 12
当中说凡接待他名的凡接待他的就是信他名的人
All who received him to those who believed in his name he gave the right to become children of God
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
He gave the right to become children of God
这里提到的权柄
Here it talks about a right.
神给我们权柄做神的儿女。
God gave us the right to become children of God.
我们信主，看在这里看见信主是接受权柄的问题。
We see that believing is a matter of receiving this right.
我们告诉人信主了可以进天堂。
We tell people after you believe you have the right to go to heaven.
之后我们才必须要说是神。是我们权柄做神的儿女。
And then we should tell them, saying that it's God who gave us the right to become children of God.
我们接受主的权柄。
The right to receive God.
因此，死亡、阴间的权柄在我们身上都没有。
So that the death has no power on us.
今天，我们许多的问题，不管是在家里还是在教会里面。
Today, we have problems in church and family.
在我们周围许多许多的问题，几乎是所有的问题。
Even many, many other problems among us.
我们就是没有看到主的权柄。
We did not see God's authority.
我们以为主给我们权柄做神的儿女。
God gave us the authority to become children of God.
所以我就有权柄来做我所要做的事情。
So I have the authority to do what I need to do.
不管是在家里还是在教会还是在任何地方
No matter in church or at home or anywhere else
我有这个权柄可以去做我想要做的事情。
I have this authority to do what I want to do.
我想做妻子的，做丈夫的，做儿女的。
The husband, the wife, the children.
都是如此。
It's the same.
尤其是那些 teenage.
Especially for the teenagers.
我们才必须看见神把我们摆在他的权柄之下。
God has put us under His authority.
那些 teenager 他们信主以后
，After the teenager believe in the Lord，
我们告诉他圣灵会带领他。
We told them the Holy Spirit will lead them.
所以他可以做他想要做的事情。
So they can do what they want to do.
他告诉父母亲，你为什么要管我
？They told the parents why you have to rule me.
我知道我要做什么事情。
I know what I need to do.
他们忘记了神赐给他们。他们的父母亲有权柄在管教。
They forgot that God gave the right to the parent to discipline them.
这样的，如果做父母亲的丧失、放弃了神给他们的权柄
，If the parents give up the right that God gave them，
他们的儿女怎么会知道耶和华在他们中间做的事情呢
？How can the children know what type of job work that Jehovah is doing among them.
我们怎么会知道主耶稣在我们身上有多何等大的恩典呢
？How can the children know that how much grace God has Jesus Christ has gave us?
当然，这个前提是在父母亲愿意接受神的权柄。
But this the first thing come is the parent who has to receive the right from God.
而神从起初就这个心意。
And God has this will from the beginning.
那神造人是有一个目的。
I believe God make people for a purpose.
那在我们知道，我们常常是在羡慕在启示录里面所提的那个得胜者。
I believe we always admire the people mentioned in the book of Revelation, the overcomers.
我们常常羡慕神在圣经里面说告诉我们，我们以后要和主耶稣一起作王。
We admire those overcomers become king with Jesus Christ.
王弟兄告诉我们
Brother Wong told us.
他说在天上做王不是我们今天所想的那个王。
The king in the heaven is not the same as the king on the earth.
因为神主耶稣自己在做王的时候
Because when Jesus Christ was king,
他乃是服侍人。
He came to serve people.
今天我们在启示录里面提到我们和主一起做王乃是有那个做供给做服侍的工作
In the book of Revelation it talks about being king also involved with being serving
并不是像我们今天在家里面那个作威作福的样子
It's not the same as being a king at home
也不是在教会中那样子什么一定要听我的意思
Or like in church that everybody has to listen to you
在神的心目中里面那个王乃是做服侍的工作
In the eyes of God being king is to serve
我们在地上也是一样和主一起
On the earth is the same thing while we are with Lord
如果在我们现在是到我们死的时候我们从来不知道什么叫做服侍
From the time now till the time we die we never know how to serve
我们从来不知道什么叫给
We never know how to give
我们只记得我们要去抓恩典
We only know how to grab the grace
到了那么一天，主把我们摆到天上的时候
，Till the day that we are in the heaven，
我们如何去服侍人呢
？And then we have to serve people。
其实我应该说，我如何去服侍圣徒呢
？Or saying that I go to serve the saint。
因为那时候已经没有人了。
Because there will be no more human。
那是在神眼中的儿女是圣徒。
In the eye of God at that time, all the children are saints。
得胜者和与主一起作王，这是我们爱慕的。
Being overcomer and being king with our Lord is what we admire.
这不是恩典。
This is not grace.
这是恩典。
Actually, it is grace.
因为是神给的。
Given by God.
这也不是恩典。
This is not grace either.
因为这需要我们要能够去达到的。
Because this is what we have to attain.
就好像在腓立比书里面说的，保罗他说。他说我不是已经得着已经完全了我乃是竭力追求三章十二节
In the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 Apostle Paul said Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect.
保罗他并没，他说他并不是说他已经得到了。
Here he said that he did not obtain.
他还在追求。
He was still pursuing it.
请问我们今天在追求什么？
Let me ask you, what are we pursuing today?
更多知道圣经的知识吗？
To know more God's will from the Bible?
更多从这世界上可以得到一些享受吗？
To receive more enjoyment from the world?
到底保罗这里说他没有得到的是什么？
And Apostle Paul said he did not obtain all these. What are these?
在王弟兄的特会里面提醒我们。
Brother Wong has reminded us in the retreat.
耶稣基督他有三个职分。
Jesus Christ has three positions.
祭司。
Priest.
做人与神中间的工作。
To work between man and God.
先知。
Prophet.
神借着他说话告诉他的百姓。
God spoke through him to the people.
君王。
As a king.
先知祭司在基督耶稣身上已经成全。
Priest and prophet has fulfilled on Jesus Christ.
但是基督那做君王的职分在我们今日要在我们身上得完全。
But to be king will be fulfilled on us.
服神的权柄。
To obey God's authority.
让神的旨意在我们身上可以完全的彰显出来。
So that God's authority can be revealed through us.
我知道说完全这句话不太好像不太实际。
Complete this word may not be practical to us.
因为我们知道很难。
Because we know it's difficult.
包括保罗都是这样子。
Even Apostle says.
他说我乃是竭力追求。
He said I continue to pursue them.
或许可以得到神从基督耶稣可以都从上面招我们来得的奖赏。
Maybe I can receive the reward that God has promised.
我们羡慕得胜者。
We admire those overcomers.
我们羡慕和主一起作王。
We even admire to be king with God.
但是我们是不是羡慕那个光景，让神的旨意？神的意思在我们身上得到出路。
But do we admire the condition that God can fulfill His will through us?
我们活着不再是自己。
We do not live for ourselves anymore.
乃是主耶稣在我们身上活着。
But God was living in us.
不管你年纪多大。
No matter how old you are.
只要有一天的日子。
Just for one day.
只要有一口气在。
While you are still breathing.
我们都求主帮助我们。
We ask,
让他的旨意。在我们身上可以得到出路。
We ask Lord to reveal His will through us.
在王弟兄最后说。
And Brother Wong concluded.
与主一起作王。
To be king with Lord.
这是神的恩典。
Is
神的。
Is God's grace.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
但是我们在求主帮助我们，我们有这个爱慕。
But we have to ask God to help us that even though we have this admiration.
但是在我们的生活里面，在我们生命里面。
But in our life and in our daily living.
我们只求主帮助我们。
We ask Lord to help us.
让他的旨意在我们身上能够得到成全。
So that he can fulfill his will through us.
可以有出路。
So that there will be a way out.
神在做他事情的时候。
While God was working.
从过去到现在，主耶稣神在做他的事情。
From the past to now, Jesus Christ was working.
从今天开始。
From today on.
就现在。
From now on.
我们每一个人在主面前有气息的人。
As long as we are breathing in front of Lord.
求主帮助我们。
Ask Lord to help us.
可以成为他工作他旨意的出口。
So that we can be part of his work to have his way out.
我们羡慕那人头上所戴的冠冕。
We admire the crown that was put on human.
我们只求帮神帮助我们。
And we ask Lord to help us.
当我们到天上的时候。
When we go to the heaven.
与主同在的时候。
Being with Lord.
我们就说他观点。中间那一小小颗的钻石。
We may be just the little jewel on his crown.
我们只求那神心满意足。
We just ask for God being satisfied.
我想，好不好？还是拿王弟兄的那一首诗歌。
And I'm going to use the song that Brother Wong used in the retreat.
好不好？我们还是唱一下这首诗歌。
And let's sing this song together.
We 们一起来一到三节。
你引领众生出。
Let's pray.
主下，我们要谢谢。
Lord, we truly thank you.
主，谢谢你做那么多的事情。
Thank you for doing so much work.
主，让我们更多认识。
So that we know you more.
主，我们知道你现今还在做你要做的事情。
Lord, we know that you continue to work even till today.
主啊，你实在知道每一个人。
Lord, you truly know every one of us.
求你的圣灵继续帮助。
May your Holy Spirit continue to help us.
主，我们是爱慕你来的那一天。
Lord, we admire you.
主，帮助我们，不是又惭羞羞惭，不是我们又羞又愧的到你面前。
So that we will not come with shame.
主，我们要欢喜快乐奔跑到你面前说。
We should be joyfully run to you and say.
主啊，我看见你多么的高兴。
Lord, see you is such a grateful to me.
主，我们等了那么久，就等这一天。
Lord, we have been waiting for so long for today.
主，你应许你要来。
Lord, you have promised to come.
主，帮助我们在等你的时候。
Lord, help us when we receive you.
我们可以让你的旨意在我们身上得到出路。
That your will can have a way out through us.
主，帮助我们交出我们心，交出我们的主权。
Lord, help us to give our sovereignty to you.
主，那你那作王的性情在我们身上得到彰显。
So that the kingship can be revealed through us.
主啊，你是我们的王，我们的主。
Lord, you are our King, our Lord.
主，我们把一切交在主你的手中。
We give everything onto your hand.
我们相信你必保守看顾。
We believe you are going to take care and look after us.
请你祝福我们每一位。
Please bless every one of us.
我们有更多时间来跟随你。
That we have more time to follow you.
更多机会让你来用走我们。
More opportunity to be used by you.
让你的旨意在我们身上得到成全。
So that your will be fulfilled through us.
主，你的荣耀在教会中彰显。
Lord, your glory will be revealed in this church.
主，不再是我。
Not through me, I'm not me anymore.
主，你住在我们里面。
Lord, you live in me.
主，你是我们的生命。
Lord, you are our life.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢这位爱我们的主。
Thank you, Lord, you loved us.
主，你的爱永不止息。
Lord, your love never ends.
我们感谢赞美。
We thank and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.